Finally, this hour, a correction and your emails.
In yesterday's program, we said that Congressman Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan, was facing a primary challenge in his district. The congressman's office called us, and we confirmed he is not facing a primary challenge.
We regret that error. Now, testament to the power of music, or at least one good song. That's Brandi Carlile singing Dying Day, the final pick in our series about winter songs. Dying Day got listener Joanna Woodbury and her husband through an 11-week wintertime wait to adopt a little girl from Ethiopia.
I don't know. I feel like it's all about longing, and it's all about a little bit of hurt and just waiting until you can get back to that person. And that's how I felt. Like, I just needed someone to call me and say, get on the plane and go get her. Just go get her.
We heard Joanna's story yesterday, and many of you were quite moved, including David Barreither of Bloomington, Illinois. He writes this, I'm currently in my final semester, earning my Bachelor of Science at age 29, while working full-time, and oh, how I long to be home with my 11-month-old daughter and wife of 5 years. This song brought tears to my eyes as I thought about graduation in May and our subsequent trip to Colorado. Thank you so much for stories like this. They make people like me feel less alone when in the library until 1 a.m.
You can send us your thoughts about anything you hear on the program. Please write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. And for our younger listeners, don't forget the March pick for NPR's Backseat Book Club. It's the Mysterious Benedict Society. You can ask the author your questions. Email us at backseatbookclub@npr.org.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Brendan Banasak. The technical director is Stu Rushfield.
At the arts desk, Laura Bertrand, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, Sammy Yenigan, and Elizabeth Baker. National desk staff includes Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Marilyn G. Wax, Quinn O'Toole, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Amy Walters, and Marisa Penalosa.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.